to 192, John and Nats. This is the Big Breakfast every Wednesday. We try and catch up with Frying Pan Adventures to find out someplace we can head to eat that's not going to cost us a whole stack of cash for this.
Got a taste for you.
Cheap Eats.
And today we're catching up with Arva, who's going to tantalize our taste buds with something delicious as per usual. What have you got for us this week?
All right. So many episodes ago, we had spoken about chapli kebabs,
yep,
which is basically this flat kebab that is kind of deep fried in a way. It's made on a special kind of an iron griddle, and you need to go all the way to Sharjah. You need to sit through all that traffic. Well, you don't need to do that anymore, because as of a couple of months ago, one of the best chapli kebab spots has opened up in Sathwa, and it's called Kebab Al Madina. And what I love about this menu is that it is only focused on chapli kebab, and they have every kind of chapli kebab. So they have, for example, not just the beef kebab, but they give you what's called domba, which is an Australian style, Australian lamb chapli kebab. They even have chicken chapli kebab, which I don't know how I feel about that. But they also have camel meat chapli kebab.
Oh.
So that's an interesting twist to the whole
thing. They even have a camel spicy. Wow, that's impressive.
I'm looking at pictures of this. It looks so good.
Yeah, I have the menu in front of me too. So now this is the one that is the exceptional one, the one that I haven't really seen in any other place, which is a nulli kebab. Nulli is basically bone marrow.
Oh, I love bone marrow.
Yes. So what they're doing is they're taking these thick, glossy chunks of bone marrow, and they're threading it through the meat, and then they're frying it. And it is fantastic, because you get like this juicy meat, and then suddenly this thick golden chunk of nulli. I mean, that is pure gold embedded into your kebab. And what I love is it's not an overdose of garam masala. It is just the perfect level of spice, so the meat really shines through. You can actually see the pomegranate seeds in there as well. Just a brilliant kebab. The best part is the raita on the side. I mean, that stuff is so well made. They've not just thrown it in as an afterthought. It's well spiced. The color of the raita itself is a dead giveaway. These guys have put thought into it. And they make fresh bread on premises. That is a win, because you get this crunchy tandoori bread that comes right out of the oven. And for 5 dirhams, you can get their Peshawari green tea, which is a whole leaf green tea. And it is the perfect way to wash down that really meat-rich meal.
Look at the price point on this. This is literally cheap as chips. This is, I mean, I know it's Sathwa, 6 dirham shawarmas are the par for the course, but I mean, we're talking anywhere between 9 and 17 dirhams for the most expensive dish on there. The mutton or the camel is 17 dirhams.
Yes, and that includes the bread, it includes the raita, and that's for what they call is a regular sized chapli, but you have the option of upgrading to a larger one, which I don't know. I mean, I just don't see anyone being able to consume that.
Yeah, they haven't met Nat, clearly. They clearly haven't met her.
Yeah.
Well, give us the name of the place once again and where we can check it out.
It's called Kebab Al Madina, and it is in a back alley of Sathwa. You'll see a little window and you can actually watch them make your chapli kebab right there.
Some of the best food can be found in Sathwa, I've been known to say. You know, Ravi's is my favourite, and now I know that I'm going to have to go and do a little walking tour to get this chapli kebab as well.
A top tip as always. Arva, thank you so much for joining us this week. Check him out on Instagram at Frying Pan Adventures, where you can see all the food tours that are available. Arva, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a scrumptious week ahead.